In closing, I guess the only two pieces of, well, two really good recommendations I have for young writers or future writers or other writers is that one, to read. Young writers read everything. Not only can you build a vocabulary, you get a sense of what else is out there, what other voices, what's been done. And you can, you know, find out who your favorite writers are, at least that day until the next book. And to experience what it's like to be inspired by another person's work. And secondly, I would say to don't believe in writer's block. You know, I think that writer's block equals death, that as long as you're alive, that you're engaged in the writing process, that you could be asleep and dreaming, and then your dreams could become a subject of your work. And, you know, you could keep a dream journal and record those dreams, so you didn't even waste that time while sleeping. If you're listening to conversations, you know, you're studying what real voices sound like, what real conversations sound like, you know, you have a chance to recognize authenticity. If you have a challenge to recreate it in a piece of work, anytime you're editing or revising or reading or researching or just reminiscing something that's nostalgic, you're, in a sense, having a chance to, you know, experience things that might become poems one day. So, again, I say that there's no such thing as writing block outside of death. That if you're alive, if you're engaged in the world, if you're participating, or if you're by yourself just thinking, that you're involved in things that can help make you a better writer. Love you, Fish House. It's a great opportunity.